You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the latest episode of Locked On Pac-12. There's no better place to get all of your Pac-12 conference news than the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, hosted by your girl, Cindy Robinson. Follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we are talking top Pac-12 players in the NFL. Joining me now is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Michael, how's it going?
Long time no see. How's my favorite Southern California athlete relocated to Washington State doing?
I'm good. I'm over here trying to get through my weeks. Very busy. I've been doing a lot of traveling and stuff for friends' weddings and bachelorette parties and birthdays. So I'm just trying to, you know, get my bearings together and be calm and and do everything I can do throughout the week.
I feel, you know, the same way here. You know what? Great minds think and do alike.
Right. Okay, so today we are discussing the best Pac-12 players in the NFL currently. So we're going to try to focus on the active ones, the ones you're hearing about on a regular basis. And I feel like it's only right that we start with the 2020 MVP, and that is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers attended Cal, for anyone who may not know that. I don't know who wouldn't know that, but if you don't know, now you know. And honestly, his career speaks for itself. He's had an amazing run with the Packers. Granted, we don't know what this season's going to look like for him, but he's definitely, I would say, marked his legacy in the NFL, and he should be a Hall of Fame candidate.
Oh, not only is he a Hall of Fame candidate, he's one of the five or seven best quarterbacks that's ever walked the face of the earth. I have a funny Aaron Rodgers story for you here. So, my high school quarterback went to Cal, and he started the first five or six games of the, I think it was the 2001 season. And his name was Reggie Robertson. And I'm like, all right, I see Reggie. He's leading the pack in efficiency. You know, he's looking the part of everything. And then, lo and behold, he ends up getting benched. And quite sure why. He's got 9 touchdowns, 1 pick. They're 3-0. And then this guy, Aaron Rodgers, comes in. And I am rooting like no other against Aaron Rodgers. I can't stand the guy not because of anything personal, just because he knocked my quarterback out. And then come to find out really quickly, holy moly, this guy's something else.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, you know, after a while, you just got to kind of recognize that some people are just better than others. And Reggie went on to, you know, graduate from Cal, played, in arena football, yada, yada. But, I mean, when you look at Aaron Rodgers, you could just tell immediately the way that he could zip the ball, his decision-making, his mobility. You're looking at, like I said, pretty much the blueprint of what a quarterback is supposed to look like. He is just something unique right there for sure.
Do you have any guesses as to what you think may happen with him this season? Like, do you think he ends up playing the full season for the Packers? Do you think he ends up somewhere else?
Oh, I believe him. I think he's done there. And the thing about it too, there's no more impactful/powerful position in all of sports than a quarterback. And if he decides, you know what, I don't want to play there, you know what, you're going to have to try to get what you can for him and move on. I don't think he's going to be a Green Bay Packer. And if I had to guess, I do think he ends up on the Denver Broncos. That's
Ooh.
Just a guess.
That's going to be tough for Teddy Bridgewater, but
Everywhere Teddy goes, he's like, man, you bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback and I don't get to do anything now.
Right. That would be tough. That would be tough.
And I like Teddy a great deal.
And I also know a lot of people like Drew Locke there. So that'll be kind of one of those situations. I mean, obviously they would choose Aaron Rodgers over Drew Locke. But at the end of the day, like, it's still one of those, dang, it's two quarterbacks that we have here now, like, might be out of a job.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, it's one of those things. I think it's still a first world dilemma at the end of the day. But yes, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, and the stat that always amazes me is his touchdown to interception ratio. Most of the time with the great quarterbacks, it's really good if you're approaching anywhere 3-1. And this is a man that has well over a 4-to-1 touchdown. And he hasn't even thrown 100 career interceptions in his football career. That's how good he is at not turning the ball over and making dumb decisions.
Well, while we're on the subject of the Packers, I think it is very imperative to mention one of Aaron Rodgers' O-linemen, David Bakhtiari. I hope I said his name right. I know that's kind of difficult, but he went to Colorado, and that was something I just learned today. I don't think I paid as much attention to him. You know, O-linemen don't get as much love as they deserve, so I definitely felt like it was necessary to shine some light on him. If you've been keeping up with the NBA Finals and the Bucks games, you know he's been one of those fun parts of the games on the sidelines, you know, on courtside, chugging beers and cheering for the Bucks.
Yeah, and he's a guy too that sometimes you just don't know. He was a fourth round pick out of Colorado, and you know what? He's played in 118 career games, and guess how many games he started? Yep, 118. He's, you know, two-time first team All Pro, three-time second team. He's a guy that, you know, sometimes offensive linemen end up getting just kind of, you know, overlooked. Now, I think it's a little more difficult to overlook offensive tackles. That's why I'm a little surprised that that's an issue for him. But this is a guy that is one of the handful of best linemen in the entire NFL, and he's been a linchpin for Aaron Rodgers and what Aaron Rodgers has wanted to do there from the very beginning there, Cindy. He's truly, like I said, one of the handful of best linemen in the entire league. And you know what? If he was to become the highest paid lineman, I don't think anybody would bat an eye. That's how good he is.
Interesting. Well, good for him. I want to keep the ball rolling here. We're going to head to the NFC South. And so the NFC South has some pretty good talent, especially some pretty good Pac-12 talent. I'm going to kick things off with Keenan Allen, another Cal product. Oh, actually, no. Keenan Allen's not. I'm thinking that's not who I was thinking of. Keenan Allen is with the Chargers. Excuse me. Excuse me. I was, you know why my, I don't know why, but my mind was thinking Mike Evans, and I don't know why. But Keenan Allen, he is one of the receivers that I feel like tends to be typically underrated. He doesn't get as much, I think, props as he deserves as the wide receiver. You know, that whole top 10, every time they do that, like who's the top 10 receivers and everything. Some people give him his credit, but I think because he's not on a team that's always winning, you know, on a regular basis, that becomes an issue. Now, he does have Justin Herbert there, which is another Pac-12 product out of Oregon. So that's a plus. And hopefully we'll see them connect more often this season and really make some noise in the NFL.
You know what it is? Like, I've always felt this, and I think you hit the nail on the head when it comes to Keenan Allen, is that he's the guy that ends the game and he's got 10 catches for 121 yards, but there's nothing really flashy about what he did. Everything is like a 15-yard catch. He might have the occasional splash play, but generally he's just very solid in what he does and how he goes about doing his business. And I think that's why, even though he is a top 10 receiver in the league, he's not generally mentioned with the Julio Jones, the you know, back in the day, I mean, well, Calvin Johnson's been retired now for 6 years,
But I know, yeah, but yeah, I get you though.
Let's be honest. Kids like watching the Randy Moss types. Now, Cindy, you're a little younger, so you probably didn't see prime Randy Moss. But you know, at the end of the day, like, that's what people like. They like seeing the big guy that's going long, jumping high, and catching balls. And that's not exactly what Keenan Allen does, nor has that ever really been his forte.
I watch the highlights. I got an idea of what you're talking about. I definitely
And that's all you
understand.
need to see.
Yeah, there we go, right? That's all I need to see. When coming up, we're going to actually head to the NFC South, and I will go through some names there, another Cal product out of there. If you're looking to get in on some betting action, betonline.ag is the place for you. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All right, now heading to the NFC South for real this time. Another Cal, like I know I struggle, my bad, y'all. For real this time, another Cal product, Cam Jordan of the New Orleans Saints. If you don't know Cam, which I think it's kind of hard to not know of Cam if you follow the NFL at all. Not only is he a great player, he just got inducted into the Senior Bowl Hall of Fame, but he's a personality, like a huge personality. He has quotes for days. He talks to everyone, big on social media, and then he has his own podcast with his former teammate Mark Ingram through the Players Tribune called Trust Levels. They're very entertaining. But Cam is a great dude, great on the field, dominant on the field, killing it with the sacks. He's going into his, is it his 11th, 12th year playing? I don't know. It's been some years he's been playing, but definitely a great talent.
Yeah, he's a great talent, and he's another case too. He was a kid that came out of Chandler High School and here in Arizona, and he was a well thought of recruit, but he was also looked at as kind of an athlete, Cindy, in that, I think some people looked at him, they said, can he be a tight end? Can he be a defensive lineman? Heck, maybe he could be a linebacker, depending on how you look at it. And generally, that's why coaches like recruiting athletes like that, because you can generally find a spot for them, and that's exactly what they found. Now, I'll say this, he was really good at Cal. I was wrong on him in this regard. I never saw him becoming the player that he's become. He is an absolute monster. Cam Jordan was the guy that I was wrong. He's much better. He is dynamic, and he's a player that can basically do anything he wants out there. From he can stuff the run, he can get after the passer. He's the epitome of what you call a three down lineman that can do everything out there. And kind of like we talked about with David Bakhtiari, this is a guy that is basically about as good as there is at his position.
Along with Cam on that defensive side of the ball at the Saints, there's Marcus Williams, and he went to Utah. Now, Marcus is a unique case in a sense of, his name became well known in the Pac-12, I mean, in the NFL because of the Minnesota Miracle, which was a heartbreaker. I was actually working for the Saints at the time, and yes, it was a very devastating time for New Orleans, but overall, if you paid attention to Marcus in the game that he's developed over the last few years, he's really solid safety for the New Orleans Saints, especially along with that defense, who I would say hasn't been the strongest overall when it comes to that team, but they've been, churning it out in the last few seasons, I would say. And Marcus has been a great addition to them, despite the, minor mistakes here and there, which happens, right? It's a sport. You're not always going to be the best at every single moment. There's room for mistakes because it happens. We're human. But overall, I think he's been a great addition to that team.
No, he's been a great addition. And you know what? This was kind of back in the day when Sean Payton was talking about how, and covering the Saints, you know this better than anyone, that it seemed like the Saints were scoring 800 points a game, but they were giving up 826. And I think that is the issue going forward, in that, you need to be able to solidify the middle of the defense. And that middle of the defense means the safety, the linebacker, and the defensive line. And that's exactly what they were able to do right there with Marcus Williams. He is an absolute, I mean, he's one of the most underrated players in the entire NFL. He can cover, you know what, if you need to put him in the box as well, he's that guy. He is that good. And he's a player, Cindy, that I look at and I think to myself, I don't know that there's a more important player on the defensive, in the defensive backfield for sure. That's how good he is.
Yeah, I would say that, barring any injuries or, anything serious happening to him, he's going to have a long career as long as, health-wise, because character-wise, he's a great person. Was always involved in like the community events and stuff, and he's completely loved there besides the Minnesota Miracle when that comes up every now and then. But other than that, like, great person, and yeah, so I feel like that's been a great addition to the Saints. And unfortunately, someone else they face, out in Tampa Bay has returned to the NFL recently, Robert Gronkowski. And, Gronk has always been a great player, but he showed us that he can walk away from the game, come back, and still dominate. Maybe not the same way he used to, but he walked away with a Super Bowl ring. So I think that says a lot.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? The thing about it, Rob Gronkowski is probably the best tight end that we've ever seen. Now, his numbers might not indicate that, but he is just I mean, when you talk about the most complete tight ends that have ever walked the face of the earth, the face of the NFL, the earth, to me, it's Rob Gronkowski, because you very rarely see a tight end that just intimidates people. It just scares the hell out of people. And that's what exactly what he does. He can get, or in the past, he could get vertical. He could get down the seam. He could get the tough yards. And on top of that, oh, by the way, I can also block really well. That's what he can do. And that's the kind of guy that you're looking at. And he's a next level type talent. And it's cool to see him back in the NFL, because the league is better with Rob Gronkowski in a prominent position in the NFL.
And let's not forget that personality. Like, there's no one like Gronk. I truly believe that. Like, there are people who have great big personalities and are entertaining, but Gronk just takes it to a whole nother level.
Right, yeah. And you know what the cool thing about it too is that it's harmless fun. It's not like he's going out there and getting into trouble. You know what? He likes drinking and he likes partying. You know what? We all like doing that at some points. So, and you know, he's one of those guys, if you ever saw Gronk on a police blotter, I'd be pretty surprised. And he's Tom Brady's favorite target. You know, they're going to have a lot of different records that they're going to have at the end of the day. So he's a guy that I would 100% consider the best tight end in NFL history. And while he's not what he was, I'm certainly glad that he's back, and he showed in that Super Bowl that he could still play.
Well, someone else coming for that best in NFL title, I would say, is Christian McCaffrey. We're going to round out the NFC South with him because I think he's one of those players who, entering the league, you knew he was good. You didn't know how great he was going to be, right? And I think this last season, I would say the league missed him. Not being able to play all the games because due to injuries and all of that. And granted, we had a weird year with COVID and everything, but I definitely think we missed seeing him on a regular basis, and my fantasy team missed seeing him on a regular basis.
Yes, but you know what? You're going to be able to make up for lost time with that one, because he's back.
Yes. Super excited about that. Hoping that he stays healthy. I was talking with Brian and I was saying that Max Borgi out of Washington State reminds me of what Christian McCaffrey was at Stanford. Like that fast, shifty type of running back, ones that you don't have to worry about, like the speed, if the speed is there or not. And I think that's a huge deal in that position because, yes, you want the strength, but the speed takes you to the next level.
Oh, yeah, the speed takes you to the next level. And he's kind of the guy too that I think people wondered, can he be an all-purpose back? Can he be a guy that, you know, isn't just getting six carries a game and, you know, catching five flips out of the backfield? Can he be an every down all-purpose guy? And obviously he was hurt last year, no doubt about it, but he's shown that he can do that. And that's what I think is fun about Christian McCaffrey, is that, you know, this is a guy that he can catch, or he can run the ball 20 times and catch eight passes, and you don't necessarily have to worry about him getting nicked up. That's where I think he surprised a lot of people. And I'm going to be honest, Cindy, he surprised even myself, because he's a guy that has shown that he has the durability. And again, I get it, knock on wood, he was hurt last year, to be one of those guys that you look at and he could retire as one of the best backs in NFL history. And you just generally don't see a guy who's about, you know, let's be honest, 5'10", 195, being that guy, but he is that guy.
Yeah, the unfortunate part is he's a part of the Carolina Panthers, and you know, I'm never rooting for them as a Saints fan. So I'm sorry, I want to see you prosper, Christian, but I do not want to see you prosper against my Saints at all.
Exactly. I was going to say, you got to have some loyalty there, Cindy.
Always, always. So coming up next, we're going to continue this talk about top players in the NFL coming from the Pac-12. But let me let you know about Rock Auto. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything, and whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. If you're looking for the best tasting protein bar out there, Built Bar is the one for you. Built Bar comes in 9 delicious flavors, a little something for everybody, from coconut to coconut almond. If you're more into the fruity flavors, they have cherry and raspberry. And then obviously for our chocolate lovers, they have mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Literally something for everyone. I'm more of a salted caramel type. The best part about Built Bar is that it's healthy. That's right, tasty and healthy. Each bar has about 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in carbs. That's 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Okay, so Michael, I'm really excited to talk about this next player because I actually know him from high school and cool dude, really, I would say, high character, but then also great to see him finally, like, break out in the NFL, I would say, and that's Robert Woods out of USC. Definitely one of the best receivers out of USC in my time, like, you know, as far as, like, college and NFL, just our era that we're in right now, and Woody, that's his nickname, Woody, if you don't know, he is so athletic that when we were in high school, he not only played football, but ran track as well and dominated the track and field scene in the 400 and running the 4x4. I'm pretty sure he definitely made a state. I don't know if he was a state champion for sure, but either way, out of Sarah High School, which was full of champions there, just crazy. But now he's, you know, playing for the Rams and started his career out playing for the Buffalo Bills and not really, I don't say like, I wouldn't say he shined at first in the NFL. And now he's kind of getting that opportunity more with the Rams, and it's even better being back home in LA.
That was the, that Sarah team, I think, was the most talented team from a skill position perspective that I've ever seen. Because you had on one team, you had Robert Woods, Marquise Lee, and what a lot of people don't remember is that the highest rated guy out of that entire group was a guy named George Farmer,
yep.
who also went to USC. Yep. And I believe he played for the bank. He got hurt and had some issues, but he played for the Bengals for a couple years. And then on the other side of the ball, you had a Dory Jackson, who definitely did track, and a couple other guys there that I'm blanking on their name. But yeah, Robert Woods was a guy that when he was drafted, I'm like, this feels like he should be a first round pick. He's that type of talent. And you're now seeing him, I think, blossom, like you talked about, into that type of player, Cindy. And I think, you know, when you look at him, I think you're looking at a guy that could be an all pro this year because, you know, he's shown that he has the capacity of catching for 1400 yards, 1200 yards, 10, 11 touchdowns. He's that type of dude. And it's cool to see him blossom. And I think finally get the honors, I guess, for lack of a better term, that he deserves.
I definitely think this would be the year that we expect to see him, like, take it up a notch, you know, and step up to another level to where he can be in that mix of top receivers, like you said, the Julio Jones, Devontae Adams, Michael Thomas's, you know, those names. He can easily be in those mix. He has the athletic ability and talent. It's more so just putting it all together in a complete, you know, game.
Yeah, and I think it's going to really help him, too, that he's got a guy like a Matt Stafford there. And, you know, Matt Stafford's a guy that, you know, with all due respect to Jared Goff, he's better than Jared Goff, and he can wing the ball around a lot. I like the move, and I think Robert Woods, if you were to tell me that he was going to be a first or a second team All-Pro this year, Cindy, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
I 100% agree with you. Okay, so up next, we're not going to talk Jared Goff, but we are going to talk another Pac-12 quarterback, and that is Justin Herbert from Oregon. Justin definitely stepped in at that Chargers quarterback position and showed out. His rookie season, stepped up to the plate when Tyrod Taylor had the unfortunate incident with, the
Where the
puncturing of
doctor
the,
stabbed him
yeah, the
up.
doctor situation. I would say, one, it was a poised situation for Herbert, like the way he handled himself, because typically, you're not expecting to start that day, and you wake up later and find out, like, oh, okay, this is the day I'm starting. Like, he did a great job, and he carried out that through the season. To some point, I think I ended up picking him up in fantasy football because I was like, yeah, I need to have him just in case. So I definitely was impressed. I think that his rookie campaign is only pushing him further for like the rest of the, his career, and I think that was a great start. I'm excited to see what he does this year, and he has weapons like we mentioned, Keenan Allen. Them two together should be magic.
He's much better than I thought he would be. I thought he would struggle. And he came in and I mean, he just looked the part. I'm not sure if that draft isn't held again that he's not going number one. I mean, he's got the big arm, he can move around, he's got a little bit of that flair that I think fits in well in Southern California. This is a guy that he again, I've mentioned this before, but he's a guy that has all pro potential. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if you start to see it this year. That's just how good he is.
I agree. I agree. I don't want to go too deep into him because, again, we only have one season to judge off of, and it was a COVID year, so it was a little funky. But we will definitely, if he does really well this year, we'll talk about him again. It's okay to bring back the NFL
No
talk
doubt.
every
We'll be
now and
talking.
then. Right. So moving on to the defensive side of the ball, Richard Sherman is someone you can't really talk about Pac-12 in the NFL without mentioning him. He was a part of that Legion of Boom team up in Seattle, moved to the 49ers, which is so funny because, the rivalry, but moved to the 49ers and competed well there. He was probably one of the most dominant corners at the time where, when he was at Seattle, like there was no one else you could really compare him to. And now we're waiting to see if he's going to play this year, who, what team, whatever the case may be. Hopefully he does go to another contending team because at this point in your career, if you're still playing, I'm sure you want to be playing for the wins and the championships.
Yeah, Richard Sherman was one of the best press cover corners that the league has ever seen. I mean, like you said, he was a linchpin in that Legion of Boom, Compton High kid. And he was a guy that, how do I put this? You feared because you know what? You probably weren't going to get off the line against him. And he had great ball skills. He had the ability to be able to, figure out what that play was and before it basically ever even happened. And that's when you look at him, that's kind of what he has been able to bring to the table his entire career. Now again, he's lost a step, but this is still a guy that can really help you, I think, in a lot of different ways. And he's still a very instinctual player. That hasn't gone away. That hasn't gone away.
For sure, for sure. While we're talking about defense, I think it's a perfect time to bring in Buda Baker out of UW. He now plays for the Cardinals. I will say he is someone who, over the last few seasons, have made a name for themselves in this league. Defense is always tricky, right? Like, it one year it could be this is a top person, and then the next year it could be a whole different person. And so I kind of feel like he came out of the woodworks. Like, I don't think coming out of UW he was touted to be this great of a player, but now he's definitely made a name for himself.
He was one of those kids, and it's always weird when you find Northwest kids because he was a highly rated kid, but he came from the state of Washington. It's not like he's coming from California or Texas or Florida, kind of these blue blood type areas. And so nobody really knew how good was he really going to be. And he was good in college, but he wasn't great. He didn't show a ton of, like, I think, ball hawk skills. But since he's gotten into the NFL, I mean, he's certainly shown that that's not really the case. And I mean, there's a reason that he got the contract that he did. I think that you're looking at a guy too that, is probably, I think if you were to ask people the 10 best safeties in the NFL, you're probably not going to get through 10 without somebody mentioning Buda Baker. I mean, he's one of the best defensive backs in the league, and he's got the look of a guy that's going to be that way for quite a while.
I agree. I agree. And then finishing out this list, I feel like it's so fitting because just the type of person he is, but In this instance, he would say, "I think we're not done yet." And so that's Marcus Peters, who also went to UW, now playing for the Ravens, but had a great run with the Rams. Marcus is interesting because he comes with this grit, right? That a lot of players don't naturally have, but he does. And it seems like it's always a chip on his shoulder. Whether he's known as the greatest or one of the greatest or not, he walks around like, "I am, and I'm going to show you, and I'm always have something to prove to you."
He's a guy that, as long as he can stay out of trouble, I mean, he's always going to be in demand. I mean, you look at his interception numbers. He came into the league, 9 interceptions, 8 interceptions, 6 interceptions. He kind of like his story at UW. He gets into trouble though sometimes, and if he can keep, if he can keep on the straight and narrow, this is a guy that can play, a long time in the league and really set some interception number records because of how instinctual he is. He's an absolutely great player, Cindy. And there's the reason I always tell people this. If you're a guy that keeps getting in trouble and people keep picking you up, you got some real skill to your game. And that's exactly what the deal is with Marcus Peters.
Facts. Okay, so I'm super excited about the NFL season this year. I play fantasy football. So, yeah, and a lot of these players offensively, I do look to grab. They're some of my first choices, especially like Gronk and Christian McCaffrey, always some of the first people I'm looking to grab. So, I'm excited. Do you have a are you a Cardinals fan? Is that like just a given because of Aaron?
I am a Cardinals fan, yes.
Okay. So Buda Baker, hopefully he's, doing his stuff for you. But you guys got a kind of a squad. DeAndre Hopkins, Kyler Murray, AJ Green now. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling very good. I'm feeling very good about things. And I like Kyler Murray. I think a lot of people, were a little bit down on him last year. I think year three in the system, I think the situation around him, I look for big things out of Kyler Murray and the Cardinals this year, Sammy.
Okay, well, I'm excited for you. I'm a Saints fan, so you already know who I'm that we're going Saints, and
I know who you're riding with.
I'm praying that this year could be different and we could actually have some good stuff, but we'll see with this quarterback situation how things go. I'm not holding my breath.
Sure. You got a title out of it though, back in the day.
Back in the day, I need a new one. We need a new one.
As fans, we're always greedy.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so make sure you guys check out Locked On Today podcast, where you can get all your sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And you can also follow Locked On Pac-12 and Locked On Wildcats on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And then follow along on Twitter at LO underscore Pac-12, at underscore Cindy Robinson, and at Iron Mike Luke. Other than that, make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.